We're the Podcaps Podcast, the only Whitecaps Podcast. Yeah, we're the Podcaps Podcast with John and Chris.
Welcome to episode number 2 of the Podcaps Podcast. Congratulations to everyone who made it to episode 2 without getting banned.
Yeah, we had to ban some people. We had to ban some people from listening.
That's just bound to happen. You're going to have some people who don't deserve to listen. And later on, we will go over our list of people who are banned. It's currently at 2. I don't know if you know the second person I banned.
No, I only know
it's
one.
It's a sports writer from Pittsburgh who has nothing to do with
I would love to ban him.
Well, he's actually a hockey sports writer, but he said some really... really nasty stuff about Vancouver, so I just
not for the first time either.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit. Yeah. So I sent him a message on Twitter and just let him know that he's banned.
Okay, that's smart.
And I said never, don't even think about listening.
And I think too, we were gonna say also, or should we talk about this when we talk about who is banned? We were gonna talk also about the self ban protocol that we're gonna put. So should we talk about that now, or should we?
We'll talk about it later on.
Okay, let's get to the
let's do a little introduction here. Yeah. My name's Chris James. I'm one of the hosts of Podcaps. I am the one who loves to ban. I ban people mostly, and the other host is John Cullen.
I'm John Cullen. Hey, Chris. Thank you for having me again on our show.
Yeah,
I think, like, it's great to be back, and I'm excited that you've banned some people, because, yeah, I'm not really the banning type, and we also, I mean, it was great, our first episode, we got a lot of feedback, and one of the key pieces of feedback you got was that you kind of, like, swear a lot.
I talk about jacking off.
Yeah, you talked about jacking off in the first 2 minutes.
We're in the first 2 minutes now.
Oh, shit.
See,
that's the problem.
See, the issue was that I have a podcast that's on a jack-off site. By the way, just before you came over, I uploaded it onto Pornhub.
Smart idea. Stefan was actually telling me about that earlier.
Yeah, so you can watch Podcast Rescue on Pornhub. Go to Pornhub.com and type in Podcast Rescue, and you'll see episode 2 with Todd Glass.
Perfect. That sounds great.
On a porno website. So let's talk about what happened. We're recording this Sunday night. Just finished playing a doubleheader footy matches myself, actually. A little bit sore.
Yep.
But yeah, we couldn't record right after the game. I was away.
You're touring. Because maybe people, this is their first time listening to this.
That sounds like you're probably a casual if it's your first time, so you probably should turn it off.
You should probably turn it off
probably
if you're a casual.
Casuals are not welcome.
Yeah, don't listen to the show.
You have to be a hardcore fan. Yeah, but we're both stand-up comedians, so we tour. Yeah. I was in Victoria performing at Heckler's, great comedy
club. The shows were great.
They were they're a lot of fun. Somebody heckled me with a homophobic slur, but it was a fun show.
And you probably banned him.
Well, I'll be honest. It was right at the end of the show, and I told him that I thought he was probably gay.
Nice.
Because that's what I really thought. Because but it was, anyways, we don't need to get into
that. This is a strictly Whitecaps podcast for hardcore fans.
So we don't even talk about other stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, we had a game on Saturday.
Yes, we did.
We had a game that, I guess, was it a preseason game?
I mean, for the first 20 minutes, it looked like a regular season game.
But I'll be honest with you, the lineup, though, was that it made me think that it was maybe a preseason. Because there's a definite division on that as to whether or not some people think that it's a good idea to start a weak lineup.
Right. Of the Champions League match on Tuesday.
On Tuesday. And that is a quick turnaround. It's a quick turnaround. You know, usually you're going to have Saturday, Wednesday at least. So it's tough. But I'm of the school of thought that these are professional athletes. And with the exception of a few players, maybe Freddie Montero, you know, Bolo, people like that, that I think some of these guys should be able to play two matches in a week.
I mean, presumably.
And I think that... it's important to remember that the Champions League only has 3 more matches. So the amount of midweek matches we're going to have to play, I mean, there's some Canadian, what's a Canadian Cup called?
Yeah, Amway Canadian
Championships.
Or Voyagers Cup, I guess, is the name.
But so you know, a few more midweek fixtures, but...
Yeah, we have a couple, but nothing crazy.
For the most part, I mean, and we play TFC next week, and then we have a break, an international break. So, I mean... I think you start a stronger lineup. You're playing a Western Conference opponent, and points are important. Points are important. Points are important. People talk about it's the beginning of the season, but the points matter. They count for the same amount. And at the end of the year, you know, in a tight Western Conference, you could look at a game like this. And of course, now it ended up being a bit of a ridiculous game.
Not great.
Who could have known that was going to happen? But
yeah.
For me, I would have started a stronger lineup personally.
Right. And then you would have, started a stronger lineup, and yes. then you would have also played like a similar lineup on Tuesday, like not really being too worried about doubling up on guys.
A similar lineup. Yeah. I would deviate a bit, and I think we have the ability to deviate a bit.
Right. We
have Teixeira with Bolo coming back and Breck and Kakuta, we have attacking players in wide positions that
sure.
we could, that, you know, that we wouldn't have to play someone like, you know, I think the idea of Matias Laba not playing, unless he's unfit, unless they don't have trust in him. I mean, he's the center of your part. He's, you know, to take him out in an MLS match and not play him at all, not even have him on the bench. And Davies, you know, Davies is a kid.
Yeah, he can. I mean, we've been over this.
He can run
forever.
He's
a kid, and he's got the advantage of making the other team into potential child abusers.
Of course.
Like, it's a huge advantage.
All of those players were just walking around like they could just, they didn't care.
They're like, oh, all of these guys are grown adults. Like, I can hurt them, and it's no problem. Like, why would you give them that freedom, you know?
And so the game, let's get to the game.
Yeah, let's get to the game. So, yeah, I agree with you. I think...
let's get to the game.
I think we have to say... Well, this goes in with the game. I agree with Laba sitting, but Tybert and McKenzie... No, I agree with you that he shouldn't have sat, but I thought Tybert and McKenzie actually both played pretty well.
McKenzie, with the exception of a few... There was a few moments where he looked out of place. Just a few moments, though. For the most part, he played well.
And I thought he gave us a little bit more going forward than maybe like an Andrew Jacobson.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I didn't mind his performance, and I'm not a Tybert fan.
Yes, I know that.
I'm not a Tybert fan, but, yeah, he wasn't horrible. Okay, so the game starts, and, Eric Hurtado scores 2 minutes in.
Yes.
We started getting tweets.
We did. Let's talk a little bit about Eric Hurtado, because, obviously, last week, we came out really against Eric Hurtado.
And so John now, but see... John has always loved Eric Hurtado. That's what you guys have to understand.
Yeah.
He was influenced by me and my hatred for Eric Hurtado. He is a diehard Hurtado fan, and he has a Hurtado jersey, a full kit. He has a full kit. He has the shorts with a number, whatever,
game
17.
Worn,
what
game
number
worn
is
socks,
he?
19. Obviously.
Of course you know that.
Well, because his Twitter handle's eMoney19, so everyone knows.
But I'm just saying. So John is a huge Eric Hurtado fan, always has been. He went along with me because I said, listen, we're going to be anti-Hurtado. That's just a little bit we're going to do where we're anti-Hurtado.
Right.
And he went along with it. But John is a huge supporter of Hurtado. And so...
Case in point, we have a bet. We had a bet before the season with our breakfast club, who we alluded to last podcast, that, you know, we're all good friends. We all chat about the Whitecaps pretty much on a daily basis. We got a little group text message going on. We had a bet on how many goals Hurtado was going to score this year. You took the low end. You thought he was going to score 2 goals
in
all competitions.
All competitions.
Yeah, 2 goals, and took 5.
5 goals.
But that was the highest. So I had like 5, but it was like a Price is Right. I got 5, but going high, like, because I'm such a huge fan, I'm thinking he could double digits.
And I have
digits,
2, you know? 1, and 0.
Right, yeah, exactly.
You have to keep that in mind now.
Well, no, zero is out, yeah.
But, okay, so let's talk about the goal. So the goal, calamity on the defensive, I mean, the defending on it is just horrible.
Horrible, yeah.
Now, I'm going to play devil's advocate here for all these pieces of shit who love Hurtado and think that all of a sudden
like me, are you calling me a piece of shit?
Well, no, not you, but like some of the people on Twitter. Are you on Twitter?
I've been on Twitter before.
I might be talking about you. But so I'm going to play devil's advocate here. Hurtado scored a goal and set up the other one. That's what happened. But I'm going to say something here. It was poor defending. All Hurtado has is strength. I'll give him strength.
Right. And speed.
Anyways, okay. So the only thing that he utilizes effectively, in my opinion, is strength.
Okay.
I don't think he utilizes his speed.
Okay.
I don't. But anyways, I think that he showed strength there, but it's just poor defending. The fact that the defender lets the ball go over his head there, he leaves it sitting there. He's 3 feet out. He can't do anything. He almost manages to miss.
He did. It was off the post.
He almost manages to miss in a situation where he really shouldn't. I don't think it's a special goal. I don't think... No, the second goal, the one he set up...
I thought the assist was quite nice.
Now, that's what you would say, because yeah. you're a fucking Hurtado lover.
Yeah.
But see, what you have to understand is it was... Now, I'm going to get... I know people are going to talk to me about this, and they're going to say he's coming down the left wing.
Yep.
He's utilizing that speed down the left wing.
Yep.
He doesn't manage to beat the defender, but he comes in down into the box and he pulls a little Cruyff on him, a little Cruyff cutback.
Yep.
Which is fucking men's league. I mean, that's men's league, VMSL, to fucking get beaten by a Cruyff like that. So I think it's, again, poor defending. And okay. again, he just uses his strength, so he muscles the guy out yep. of the way. And then the ball itself is just a regular pedestrian ball. It's the first touch from Mosqueda that's special. The ball is just a ball passed to another guy. Like, you could make that ball.
Right.
It's the first touch. It takes him into the space. Beautiful goal.
Yeah.
But yeah, you think that Hurtado had a good game.
I thought, I mean, I think.
Did he do anything after that? I mean, they went down a man.
They went down a man, and then
should we talk about that?
Okay. He was on his island. So let's not get ahead of ourselves here. Okay. So Hurtado, here's what I'll say. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan, yeah. but also
you have three of his kits.
I have pajamas.
Yeah,
new
kit?
Yes, sorry. Exactly.
I hate the new kit.
Yeah, no, you've hated most of them, I think.
Yeah, I'm starting to realize as we do this podcast that I have a very negative attitude.
Yeah, I have to be the like positive.
But I do love the caps, I swear.
Yeah, no, you do. I know you do. You're a big fan.
I love quality football.
Right, that's the thing. I mean, you're coming from a European football fan background where most European football fans are pretty negative. So yes. I feel like that's where you get a lot
of I'm a supporter of Manchester United. If you ever go on their Twitter, so one of my favorite things is when they're really playing poor, the Van Gaal era, you know?
Yeah,
when they were really playing poor, there was a guy, he would always put a photograph of a golden retriever inside a washing machine, and he would say that I'm going to turn on the washing machine unless you sub someone off, like that was always his, like, and then when they would give up a goal and he'd say that's it, and he would like take a picture and it would be a picture of like this, like is it
the golden retriever spinning around,
I mean presumably,
but possibly
who knows what it actually
we
was.
Don't know, but
the negativity is shocking.
Right.
Manchester United supporters want them to literally win every single game 3-0 with attacking football. Every single game, every competition, and if they don't, then they're upset.
Right. So you're coming from that background. I'm coming from a, like, you know, I obviously was into European football and am into European football, but not as much as you.
Sorry, soccer for the casuals if you're illegally listening.
Yeah, sorry, soccer. Yeah. So I'm an MLS fan, came on board with the Whitecaps. And, I mean, I think Hurtado's good. I think... You know, a lot of people.
Wait a second. Why are you bringing back to Hurtado?
No, because I wasn't off of that yet. Because people were saying to us, and this is something that we talked about a little bit, you know, oh, you know, you guys really went in on Hurtado. Like, he's got a, you know, what if he listens to this? What if he listens to this podcast? Like, you know, how's he going to feel? Like, what about his family?
If you're listening, Hurtado, it was a lucky goal.
I mean, I really don't think he's listening to this.
I would have buried it.
But someone did. people have said that. So I think it's important to note that when we are talking about players, especially when we're really going in on them, mm-hmm. We mean it. Like, we hope they're listening.
Most absolutely. Definitely. Like, I want them to be listening. Did you know at the last game, there was this couple, and they were an older couple, and they were standing behind us, and I may have been saying a few things about Hurtado during the game. I don't know.
Well, it was a pretty bad game.
This was the nil-nil draw. Yeah, I mean, it was a horrible game. So I'm saying stuff, and all of a sudden these people moved. And I thought, oh my gosh, are those Hurtado's parents? Like, my brother and I were joking about that. And then I thought, this would be really funny. In my head, I thought, I just imagine you just keep seeing them move all game because everyone's talking. So then they just keep having to move positions. You just watch them and they go to another position and someone else is shit talking
Hurtado. Like, oh my gosh.
They're like, they just can't get away from it.
I have to be honest, I don't think I've ever seen like a Hurtado kit, because I'm thinking in that situation they would be like, oh, we'll just find someone that's got like a Hurtado kit on.
And can you imagine? Have you ever seen anyone wearing a Hurtado
kit? I honestly don't
jersey?
Think I've ever seen anyone wearing a Hurtado kit. Aside from like the bit we were doing where I own one, but like.
But you don't wear it. You put no, it, you have it up in your case.
Yeah, I frame it.
You have it framed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that would be I'm thinking maybe I should get a Hurtado.
You should.
Nah.
You should actually, no, don't even get Hurtado. Put e-money on the back of it.
No. No, I don't.
E-Money 19.
Just no, like I don't, know. I don't want him to play anymore. So, okay. So 2-0 okay.
we're
so up.
2-0 we're up.
2-0 we're up.
We're looking good. And at this point...
We were honestly in control of the game.
At this
point... I mean, obviously, you're up 2-0. You're in control.
You're in control. Yeah. At this point, I text the Breakfast Club,
yeah.
and I say, this is going to make our eventual loss even more...
That's very negative.
Stunning. I know.
Yeah.
And I'm not normally like that, but I just... I think
felt
it's
it.
Decades of being a Leafs fan, and then the Caps have also been... Not great in the time I've cheered for them.
So you just have this... I just have this
innate thing where I just feel like sports will hurt me.
Yeah, you don't want to get your hopes up. You don't want to get hurt.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
And sure enough.
I mean, horrible... Let's be honest. After we praised Christian Dean, he had a real howler of a game. And that ball, the ball that led to the red card was directly his fault.
Him or Waston?
Well, I mean, would say I would. Yeah, I mean, I would say
directly one of the his two. Ball. But
I think he just needs to let that ball go. Or anyways, so he flicks it over Waston and Pontius or who was it?
Wondolowski. Yep.
Let's get those two fucking old bastards.
Yeah, it's hard to believe they're still around and good.
Yeah, but Wondolowski's in clean and in on a breakaway, and Ustead sticks a foot out. I mean, it's a clear penalty. I saw some guy try to say it wasn't a penalty. It wasn't a red card.
That's a red card every day.
It is a red card.
When the goalie's the last man back,
if you don't give a red card there, you have someone to answer to as a referee.
Those red cards are the one. Like I always think about it. I've never ref soccer, but I've umpired baseball, refed hockey. Those are the ones where you're like happy. Because, like, a lot of times red cards are going to be controversial, right?
You're those
like,
are the ones where you just know that you're not even going to get.
Yeah, you're like, no one's even going to say anything. This is just an automatic red card.
Ustead walks straight off.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no, he made no, but a horrible decision, in my opinion, on his behalf. I think
to come out, you mean?
To trip him.
Yeah.
I think that you just let him score there. That's really what I believe. That he beats you there, and you got beat for a goal. You have to think. You have to be smarter than that. You can't go down to 10 men 20 minutes into the game. It's very difficult to maintain and to keep your shape and to defend for that long with that few players. But so I don't think.
But do you think being up 2-0, do you think that makes a difference? Because Marius Ravda, the goalie coach from last year, tweeted last night after that happened, before they lost, so this is, I think it was at 2-0 at this point, he tweeted, great play by David Ostead. When you're up 2, you save a goal there all day.
No, I disagree. Okay. I disagree with that. But yeah, there's people that say that, but I disagree. I absolutely disagree. I think... If it was a different team we had out there, with honestly,
like our top choice team,
just an organized team, because I don't think we're organized now, and I don't think we can organize defensively well enough. So I don't think us down to 10 men is a serious issue, because we have enough issues, you know, in the center of the park when we have enough players out there.
Right.
So I think it's a huge problem because of our organization, our lack of.
Right.
So I think maybe in a regular situation in Europe, for example, you know, like if Manchester United, if that happened, they would be able to organize themselves defensively in a way that they could probably hold off.
Right.
And you know.
Yeah.
So I think.
Or at least get 1 point.
Yes. At least.
Worst case scenario. You draw 2-2,
but I'm I think in the moment it's really hard for him.
I think
it's really hard for Ustead in the moment, because I think it's kind of reactionary. I think you just kind of stick your foot out because you're trying to. I don't think he's.
Do you think he should have even charged there though? So because I also saw some people talking about that, where maybe you just kind of come out to about the penalty spot and just try to get big as opposed to like. Try, because it seemed that it was eerily reminiscent of the goal we gave up against TFC, where Ustead and Waston got their wires crossed.
Yeah, no, he may have.
And left the net open. It kind of looked like that, where he reacted maybe a half second late, and then...
It is a really tough one.
It's tough. I'm not a goalkeeper, obviously. I've never played soccer.
It's a funny Kyle Kinane joke, stand-up comedian. He says, I don't want to stop you from your goals. I'm not a goalkeeper. It's really funny.
Right.
Anyways, but yeah, Ustead, I think, in my opinion, it's tough to know what to do when a guy's clean in, because it happens so infrequently in professional football.
For sure.
So it's really, you know, you there's not much you can do. You know, a striker should score in that position.
Of course.
And someone
and like you say, it's instinctual. You know, you think, oh, this guy's beat me. I got to stop him.
That's what it is. But I think it's a real error, in my opinion. And I think it showed to be in the end.
Right.
Because they weren't able to hold off. And, you know, of course, bringing Tornaghi in, who doesn't ever get any meaningful minutes, is an issue as well. You know, in a serious game, that showed because he wasn't great.
No.
He was...
I don't think he's a terrible goalkeeper. No. Like when he's played in the Canadian Championship and stuff, he's made some big saves.
No, he's a shot stopper and he's a good keeper, but I just don't think he gets the meaningful minutes. And I think he certainly wasn't ready to go in.
Yeah, it's tough to come in halfway through a game. He wasn't ready to go in 20 minutes into a game.
Yeah, for Nico Mesquita. Anyways, but so he comes off the field, obviously, and then they have to sub in Tornaghi and they take off Nico Mesquita.
Yeah.
Actually, somebody tweeted they wanted us to talk about this. Brandon O'Connor at Boofer OC on Twitter.
Good guy.
Boof Daddy. He says, speak on Robo's choice to sub off Mesquita, and then also the man who created both goals with skill, work rate, and class. And that's Eric Hurtado, I believe he's talking about. And I know he is because he put it in parentheses.
Yeah.
But so, obviously, Robo came out and said that he made a mistake.
Yeah.
Subbing off Nico Mesquita. I mean, I guess give him credit for admitting he made a mistake, but isn't his job to sub the right people off? I don't understand that. How did he realize so quickly that it was a mistake? That's what I'm confused by.
Yeah, because he said at halftime.
Did he say the wrong name? Like, that's what I'm... What was the mistake?
I think it was just in taking him off. Like, I don't know. Because, you look at a guy like Mesquita.
So then I guess he just very quickly looked at how the game was shaping up and realized that it was the incorrect decision.
Yeah, like after San Jose was kicking the shit out of us for, like, 20 minutes to close the half. Then he was like, ooh. Because you got Mesquita, not bad defensively. Yes. And certainly you love his work rate and his engine. Definitely. And he's a middle-of-the-park player. He's comfortable in the middle of the park. And then you've got Mané and Teixeira on the field.
Mané's
got to
go.
Mané. They're, like, allergic to defense.
But it's got to be Mané on that game.
He's got to go.
Because he had a bad one.
He wasn't
tracking back.
And he's a guy you probably want to start on Tuesday, probably.
Not anymore. I don't.
I don't either. But I'm just saying, like, from Robbo's perspective, you got to think, like, okay, well, this is... It's not great that we got a red card, but here's an opportunity where I can sub Mané off. Mm-hmm. So now he's going to be fresh for Tuesday.
Yeah.
So I can have Mané, Bolaños, Davies.
It's got to have been Mané.
Montero.
I don't know how it couldn't have been Mané that he took off. I think it's the obvious choice. And I think that in hindsight, it's very obvious.
I think he was scared.
The second goal, Mané is responsible. That's him not tracking back. If you watch the replay, a guy comes down on the right, and it's a ball played across, or comes out on a rebound or something, and he puts it in. And Mané's standing 3 yards behind him.
3 yards behind.
And that's the type of thing that you can't have in professional football. If he's going to play, if they're not playing two strikers, if he's playing a wide midfield position, he's expected to track back, and he doesn't do it well enough.
No. Especially when you're down to 10, right? I mean, what do you...
You got to be thinking defense first, right? Tracking back. At one point, I think Jordan Harvey, I heard the announcer make mention of it. The commentator said that he had noticed Jordan Harvey actually yelling at Kakuta Mané during the game. So at some point in the second half, I heard that there's players on the field actually getting frustrated. And I wonder if it's a fitness thing. Because why wouldn't you? I don't understand.
But he's always been like that. He doesn't like to play defense.
He's got that offensive mind. Yeah. He wants to run at defenders and nothing else.
Yeah.
So bad decision to take off Nico Mesquita. Yeah. And the game really turned there. Christian Dean was again at fault for the first goal. It was sort of a broken play, but he lost his man on the back post.
Yeah.
Guy played it back across. Sort of a, it's not a great goal, but, a goal nonetheless. Second goal, like I said, Kakuta Mané didn't try
to not there.
But to be honest with you, they were piling on pressure.
Oh, big
as
time.
As soon as we made that sub, the game changed immediately. We looked so much worse.
So bad. It looked like a USL, like just was, disorganized, just bad.
That's what I mean.
Like
when we go down to 10 men, we struggle. And with so many new players out there and players who don't play together, they were just finding it really, really tough to fill those holes.
And totally.
And so the game ended with 78th minute, you know, 2-2. Looked like we maybe would escape with a point.
Yeah.
And then a guy scored. I mean, it was a good goal.
Really good goal, yeah.
Tonagi's got to do better.
Yeah, I think so too.
He still does. It's a long way out, and when you see on the replay, it's not into the top corner.
No.
And I think he reacts late to it.
He does react a little late, I think, too.
Yeah. But it is a good goal.
It's obviously not a bad hit.
Totally.
It's a great hit.
I think Tonagi would be upset with himself and would want to save it.
Yeah.
But he also, I mean, yeah, you can't really... Can't really fault him, you know. Yeah. It's kind of a bit of a wonder goal, I suppose.
Yeah, great hit.
So 3-2, that's what it finished 3-2, up.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Here we are. 2 weeks now. So we've basically
we have 1 point from our first two games in the MLS.
And
I would argue against opponents that we probably could have got 6 points from.
Yeah, we'd like to beat, especially Philly. I mean, I think
Philly, we should beat it on paper. And then the fact that in San Jose going up 2-0,
like in the first 20 minutes and looking good, like they were bossing the game too. It wasn't just a like, ooh, we're lucky to be ahead 2-0. Like,
yeah. It was, yeah, it was, and so it'll be interesting on Tuesday now to see against Tigres,
who got the weekend off. There was some hope that, you know, maybe they would have a similar lineup conundrum, having to play on Saturday and again on Tuesday, and then there was a referee strike in Liga MX.
Yes, of course.
Because why wouldn't there be? Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic. And you know why they were striking?
No, I don't. I knew that they were, but I didn't know
so why. They're striking because they are mad at the lack of protection they are given from players and coaches assaulting them.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of cartel involved.
I would imagine there's a lot of things going on in Mexico that I wouldn't want to speculate on.
Tigres, though, are a classy offensive side.
Very classy offensive
side.
So
I don't know about their defensive record.
Yeah, all I've heard is their defense is where we could exploit them, possibly.
But I would say, I mean, they've got Gignac? I don't know how you pronounce
Gignac?
It. Gignac? It's G-I-G-N-A-C.
Yeah, I would imagine it's Gignac.
But he's
not a French guy, Chris.
Yes, he's...
Were you a Spanish guy?
No, I was in French.
You were French? Okay.
Yeah. I just didn't really care for it or pay attention or anything like
Fair
that.
Fair enough.
I was just like more like into chicks and like...
Right, yeah.
Getting high, stuff like that.
Right, I was a cool dude. Yeah, cool stuff, yeah.
I was a cool guy.
Yeah, I get that.
Not like you.
I mean, I wasn't cool at all. But
because
I didn't do drugs. I saw other people
But you didn't do drugs.
No, definitely not. I didn't even drink, man.
You've never?
I've never drank.
Yeah. Take that in, listeners.
Yeah, exactly.
He's literally never done any drugs or alcohol.
Never.
I think they call it straight edge, right?
Yeah. Well, straight edge is more of like a lifestyle. It's more of a like, you know, you kind of like preach it, you know, almost of a like, this is a better way to live.
Like exactly the way you do.
So exactly. Like I have the tattoo and like all that stuff.
Yeah, you're showing it to me now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's very big. Like much bigger than I expected.
Yeah, it's...
Does it go around your body? Does it wrap around?
It's not quite around, because the thing was that I...
It's not,
you know,
so like done.
Because it's the sign is obviously XXX.
Yeah, and do you know that's not how you spell straight?
It was, I was really into George Strait at the time.
Yeah, fair enough. That's not how you spell George Strait. There's no E. Anyways, okay, so, so we're Tigres, that's who we're talking about.
Yeah.
So,
Gignac.
I mean, this guy's a French national, played in the World Cup, Euro. Scores goals.
Yeah,
played for Olympic Marseille, and now plays for Tigres and scores goals. 46 in 60 matches or something like that. Incredible goal scoring record. They also have as their, I guess, second striker is Vargas from Costa Rica, who I actually watched play in the Copa America when I was in New York at MetLife.
And he's a nice player.
He led the Copa America in scoring over Lionel Messi.
Yeah.
He's a really, really...
Who?
Lionel Messi.
Lionel Messi?
Yeah. He's a player for... I guess he plays... Yeah, he used to play for Boca Juniors. And
Boca Juniors. Okay. Sorry. I thought you were saying something different.
He's a friend of Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah.
So, what was I talking? Vargas. When I saw those two names, I thought it maybe was a joke. Like
Liga MX is serious.
I know it's serious, but Tigres really seems to be one of the only teams that has a lot of sort of internet. Like, you know,
right?
Gignac was probably the biggest name from Europe.
right,
to come over there, you know?
Yeah, you'd think so.
Because it's almost strange that he's there. They must have, I mean, I don't know what the transfer fee was or anything, but it almost seems strange. I mean, he's not at the end of his career.
You know,
he's,
cartel, baby.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. Gignac's got some shit going on, man.
But I think we're going to have a tough time.
It's going to be tough. Like, yeah. I've heard people say, like, if we lose 2-1, like, that's ideal result for us.
On the away leg.
Yeah, because we're getting an away goal.
Of course.
We're only down 1 coming home.
Yeah, 1-0. A 1-0 at home then wins it for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a good result. I mean,
I agree, it's sort of a good result, but at the same time, that doesn't bolster a whole lot of confidence when you've got people saying,
They're better than us.
Oh, they're much better than us.
That's on paper, they have a better team.
Oh, I agree.
Probably on the field as well.
I mean, we'll see.
So it's one of those situations where we are like it's a low level club playing a big club. That's what I really feel. You know? I haven't seen enough from the Caps this year to think that they can play with players of that quality or defend players of that quality.
Especially not with, like, you know, like Bola just got into the game on Saturday.
That's what I mean.
And Montero's not fit.
Totally.
None of them have played together.
Exactly.
It's going to be a tough...
Yeah. In the middle of the season, you got to keep in mind that they've been playing Liga MX for a lot longer. The season started before, so they're
feeling pretty comfy.
So I think...
I mean, they don't have a great record in Liga MX.
No, they don't. They don't. It's true. But
they're going to get comfy.
I think we're going to have a tough time.
It's going to be tough.
It'll be nice because I don't think Eric Hurtado is going to play.
No. I mean, I'm thinking lineup. You got to think this is the game Freddie gets to start.
Okay. Oh, Freddie Montero, he's definitely playing Breck.
Breck, Bolaños.
Yeah.
Laba, Jacobson.
Maybe Mesquita. No, maybe Bolaños doesn't start because he might not be fit enough.
Okay.
So it might be Mesquita playing in the number 10.
Laba, Jacobson, probably.
Lava Jacobson,
and then
probably.
You think in Waston Parker?
Yeah, I think they'll do that. And then Williams.
Harvey and Williams.
Yeah, I think that's the lineup.
That would make sense, yeah.
Okay, let's see here. So let's go down the blocked list. These are people...
Yes, let's get back to banning.
So these are people who are banned.
By us. So we do want to say that we kind of operate also like a casino. Like if you are listening and there's like a reason you think you shouldn't be listening, like maybe you're a casual. Like I don't even know how you've gotten so far into this podcast.
Are you a fucking casual?
Yeah,
Hey, stop for one. Hey, just stop for one second. I'm going to talk to I'm talking to you. Look inside yourself and ask yourself if you're a casual. Do you have a kit? Do you have season tickets? Do you stand? Do you fucking cheer? If you answered no to any of those questions, turn off now. Thank you. Go on.
Okay. So, if you're a casual, you should already turn this off. But if you're not, but you think there's like a reason, like maybe you like really disagree with us.
You're married to a casual?
Yeah. Oh boy, don't even get me started.
If you're married to a casual, you are a casual.
Yeah, by definition. Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, whoops.
Season tickets 30 years. Shouldn't have married a casual.
Yeah. Oh, whoops. Oh, your wife comes to one game a year. Fucking see ya, pal.
Yeah, you're out.
So, if there's a reason like that, you're welcome to self ban. And just much like a casino, Chris and I are running a really tight operation here. Just send us a quick message. We do not mind at all. Say, listen, I'm banning myself for like 3 to 6 to even 12 months.
Yeah.
And we'll let you know when that expires and you can listen again. And just to like maybe reevaluate, like, should this be a podcast I'm listening to? Is this like kind of a lifestyle I want to lead? Like, you know, just ask yourself those questions. So we'll accept self-bans at any time.
I would appreciate if you guys would be, just try to be a little bit, just don't be a dick about it. If you're not a good listener, then I mean, these are the people who are already banned. These people haven't been self-banned. These people are banned.
Yeah, much like the casino, we can also just ban you.
The One Wolf at Mitch J. Williams.
Yeah, he's definitely banned.
So he's the first person that was ever banned.
Yeah, and, it was a bit of an embarrassing performance from him on Twitter, I'd say.
To be honest with you, his friend was like, hey, listen to this podcast.
Yeah, like obviously a good guy.
That guy is
probably
awesome.
Like a Whitecaps fan.
I'll see if I can find him.
Probably a Whitecaps
really like
fan.
Him.
And he said, he was like, hey, you know, Mitch or the One Wolf or whatever the fuck. He said, hey, you should listen to this. I think you'd like it. So obviously,
and the guy said, hey, that's an hour of my life that I'll never get back. Good.
Yeah, we took it. We
Good.
Own
we
it now.
Took it, and we'll never give it back.
We're never giving it back to you.
I'm gonna
ever.
Take a shit on it. jack off on it.
Oh, don't talk about that.
Oh, look how
you can't talk about PC pussies.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm not actually like that. I want people to understand.
That would be pretty great
if you were. Pretended it. I was like,
That's your like sports talk radio character. That's Jim Rome. That's your Jim Rome character.
So you think I should go alt right?
I mean, no, but just like, but Pepe, sometimes.
Pepe. No, that would be actually pretty cool if I like did sort of a character type thing where I like, got really harsh and stuff.
Yeah, like maybe there'll be like a week where you're like not here, you know what I mean? And then like your character is here and then, you know, like.
I mean, do you think so? Oh, okay, that's actually a good idea. So maybe James Christopher is a really rough sports
really
writer.
Tough guy, yeah.
So if he comes out, he's look out. He's all right. Yeah. Sorry, John.
You know what sports writer he's friends with?
Who
is also banned.
Who's that?
You know.
Oh, that Pittsburgh guy.
Yeah, Dejan Kovacevic.
Dejan Kovacevic is a piece of shit.
Yeah, you're banned as fuck, bro.
Yeah, he doesn't want to listen. Like, he's never...
No, he's never going to... Because he hates Vancouver. Every time he comes to Vancouver with the Penguins, he does some weird tweet thing about how the city is terrible. And every time he's done it...
He said he saw somebody get beaten bloody pulp this time.
Yeah. Oh, and I loved his...
Why don't you step in, pussy?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm just kidding. That was James Christopher.
Sorry, yeah. He's a tough customer.
You got to watch out.
Yeah. And then my favorite part of the story that he made up was where he said that the Starbucks employee literally yelled as she was locking the door to protect herself from this fight.
The city's not safe.
The city's not safe.
Can you imagine seeing something really scary and then yelling out, "The city's not safe"?
I don't think that's
anything. It doesn't happen. Yeah, it's such a lie.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable lie.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he has this thing against Vancouver, and every time he quotes an article, he'll be like, "Oh, people are in my mentions talking about Pittsburgh. Here's this article. Pittsburgh was named the most livable city in the U.S. And that's true.
I told him, but I tweeted out.
Yeah,
when he
but
said
that's true. But Pittsburgh is the 30th most livable city in the world, only 27 places behind Vancouver.
Yeah,
which so is third.
He doesn't mention that.
No, but he quotes an article that does mention it, so it seems like a little bit weird.
You know what I told him? I said, "Come on over here, I'll jack off on you, old man." No, someone did say that, actually.
Yeah, there were a lot
someone
of...
from the... Oh, no, that was a different... That was Lee Powell.
Yeah, that was Lee Powell. Aaron Warner.
Yeah, the ARGS Good Boys got on him.
Yeah.
And he was having a bit of a tweet war with Yerke.
Yeah, yeah.
And these are from John's other podcast. And this guy, Lee Powell. Yeah. Lee Powell ST on Twitter, if you want
to
follow.
He used to be a radio guy in Vancouver, Lee Powell.
Is he old?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Because, yeah, so I guess he was having a back and forth with one of their listeners, and then some other listener came in and said really abhorrent things that I will not repeat on this podcast.
Yeah, you wouldn't say that. You would never say that.
I just finished a match. Yeah, I just played.
Yeah, you have two matches.
Two matches I played. I didn't score. I had two balls cleared off the line by defenders. I went around the keeper, much like... Wondolowski wasn't tripped, clean in, down the left wing. Guy made just a heroic stop off the line. It was really a special moment for him.
Right. Tough one for you.
Tough one for me. I'm really sore right now.
You're just getting back into it, though. You played soccer your whole life.
Yes.
You had a little hiatus. Now you're getting back into it.
That's right. And I'm just getting the legs back, and it feels
it's
nice.
All about getting fit.
Yeah, it's all about
getting fit. You and Freddie Montero, you're just...
Okay, honestly, though, because...
If Freddie doesn't start on Tuesday, how upset are you going to be?
If Freddie doesn't start on Tuesday, then I will... Now, I don't want... Okay, ask James what he'll do.
James.
Yeah. What the fuck you want there, buddy? What do you want? The fuck you are, man.
He's a New York construction worker.
Well, it'll change.
What are you going to do if Freddie Montero doesn't start on Tuesday?
I'm going to take my fucking Caps card, my fucking membership card. I'm going to fucking jack off on it.
Wow, James really is into jacking off,
yeah,
Chris.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I got some sexual issues.
It sort of seems like it.
Yeah. My wife, you know.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Speaking of that, we have had other people complain that we are a little bit too, and we sort of have alluded to it, but we've had people say like, ooh, we got to get rid of like having fun, you know, like, oh, stop taking the piss, like just straight soccer analysis.
That's what they want. But
we're both comedians, first of all, so that seems a little bit weird that you'd be listening listening to a podcast by two comedians.
Honestly, who said that? Can you tell me who? Because I would like to talk to them, and I think you know what I want to tell them.
Yeah, I know.
I want to tell them that they're fucking banned.
I know what you want to tell them. You know who it is.
I have a special little sticker, and so I'll screenshot one of their tweets, and then I'll sticker ban over it.
Perfect.
In big red letters.
But here's the thing. I understand it because we are the only Whitecaps podcast.
That's true. In existence. Some people couldn't believe it when we were announcing it. They were in disbelief.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Somebody tried to say there's another Whitecaps podcast, but then that quickly was they couldn't produce anything.
Yeah, they didn't. There was no proof.
It was crazy. It turned out that the account was a fake account that was saying it. I was like, wait, what is this?
Yeah, but sure, another. So I get
George Soros. That's James, settle down.
Easy. But that's so I get it, right? Because people are like, oh, this is the only Whitecaps podcast, so I think it should be straight analysis. But we're just, we're just two guys. We're just two comedians. We want to poke fun as well as give our analysis. And if you don't like it, I mean, you know what you can do.
Yeah, to be honest,
you can self-ban. That's why it's there. Yeah. You just send us a message. Send us a tweet. We will very happily track 90 to 365 days for you and let you know when you're allowed to listen again.
It's a service we provide.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, we could probably wrap up.
Yeah.
It is late. We're recording this late.
We are.
It's 11:45. Because you had
a couple games, and I was at the Rugby Sevens today, and it was...
How full was it?
It was full.
Full.
Like, pretty much full, yeah. I mean, the upper decks,
This was at BC Place.
Where the Whitecaps played.
Exactly. That's why I'm so interested.
They didn't have... So they screened off just the ends, but the upper deck, the middle part, was all open.
Yeah.
And it was basically full. They said they were expecting 38,000.
Man, can you imagine? I saw some people talking about it, and can you imagine a Caps game? I mean, can you imagine? There's way, though, right? Second leg?
No, but maybe if they got into the final... MLS Cup or CCL, because Montreal did that last year. They made the CCL final and they sold out Olympic Stadium.
So if we can beat Tigres
and then have a shot at Pachuca or FC Dallas, neither of whom I think we could beat, then
we could possibly sell out. That would be amazing to watch. I mean, I watched it sold out Canada-Mexico, the footy match, like the CONCACAF. Qualifying. Right. And that was amazing.
Completely sold out.
Yeah. Watching a footy match.
That was the upper deck too, right?
Yeah.
Sold out as well.
Everything was
fully sold out. I was there as well for Women's World Cup, the quarterfinal, Canada against England, and that was also sold out.
Do you think we'll ever get there for the
Not regularly, I don't think.
No.
I don't think regularly.
No, not regularly, but do you think we get in a position where big matches, TFC, maybe Cascadia, where we can hit 30,000, where we can start opening the deck?
I would love it because that's what they do for the Sevens too. They did it last year too. Because they can just take the screens out and even just open one side. For the Sevens last year, they just opened one side and that's it. And then they blocked off all the rest. And then this year they added both sides but blocked off the ends.
Yeah.
So I think for the Caps, why not? Yeah, like a 30,000 where you just open one side. It's just really nice to hear that noise carrying from the upper bowl.
It's just nice to know that you got the support in the city. It would feel nice. People love it, but I think the product needs to be better.
It does, yeah.
I think that even when they're winning in that season, I talked about it before, I think that the quality of football is just not there. It's not a fun enough event to go out and watch. That nil-nil opening day matchup it's not a fun day out.
And that's the thing. If you're a lot of casual fans, as much as there are casual fans, like that's the game that they go to, right? They're like, okay, home opener, sure, I'll go to that sounds fun.
We don't have a problem with casuals going and watching the game. It to be filled up with casuals, of course. We just don't want them listening to our fucking show.
It's not for them. So that's what I mean is you go to that home opener, you're a casual fan, you think home opener, this will be a really fun time. You go to the game and then it's no. Are you going to go back?
Of course not.
I wouldn't. I'm not in a rush to go back. No, you're going to wait a full calendar year before you go because then you kind of forget how bad it was,
Because it's uninspired. It's tough to watch.
Yeah.
And you spend a bunch of money, you got a babysitter for the kids,
You got to drive downtown from Coquitlam.
Your kid's sick and you don't know what it is. You're like, oh, it might be them, but it might be something bad. And is it? And then you start saying, oh my God, should we have done those vaccinations?
Yeah, exactly. And then you're like, oh, well, we got these tickets.
And you're like, I don't want to be an anti-vax person. But then all of a sudden, then you start posting a few things on your Facebook. And then your friends are like, hey, are you an anti-vax person? And you're like, well, it's just that, like,
Jenny McCarthy talking about it. And
anyways.
Anyway, you know what it is. But and then it's snowing. You got to drive to the game in the snow. It's just...
So next week, so we got Tigres, and then we got TFC. So it's a great week ahead.
Great week.
I'm excited. I'm hoping.
Me too.
I heard, so Javenko hurt himself on the weekend, but I heard it's just a bruise.
Well, let's see if we can make that a break. You know.
No, disagree.
No, you want to see it?
Yes, always want to see the quality players, even if it means a loss. Fair. Like I said, I'm into quality football.
That's true.
So I want to see the best players. I want to see the best players come out, and I'm always disappointed when we miss out on them, when Drogba's and people like that don't show up. It always bums me out.
Turf, yeah. Javinko has played on the turf.
But he didn't come last year.
Yes, he did.
It was
the season opener.
You're right.
But that might be the only reason why. Yes. Season opener, you can't
see. Did he not come? They played him another time, and then maybe in the Amway Canadian Championships.
No, he played that.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Didn't they sub him off, though? But he played.
Maybe.
He played, but they subbed him off. I'm pretty sure he started that Amway game.
Yeah, I don't think he did.
I think he did. Came on.
Hey, go look it up and send it into the Twitter.
Yeah, we're not going to look it up.
Just tell us. And by the way, I do want to shout out to a couple of there's some real big love to some of the cool guys at Zaro, Z-A-R-O. He's a real solid, good guy who deserves some love.
Yeah, he's a big podcaster.
You know who I really have a lot of time for is Russell Barris.
What a great guy.
His analysis is fantastic.
Very good.
I mean that. I'm not going to name other people's analysis that I don't ever agree with. But Russell Beresford, he's on point. To me, he gets it. So if you're listening, Russell, you get some big love from us because you get it. And I'm following you on Twitter, and I'm reading your tweets, and I'm faving them.
Yeah, that, which is big for you. You don't even follow me, so I mean that's a big...
I don't follow anyone. No, I'm doing it with the Podcaps account.
Oh, not with your own.
I don't follow anybody with my own. Gotcha, I use my own account.
Gotcha.
I just tweet from it. I have 6 Twitter accounts.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, you're busy on there.
One of them is just for trolling alt-right people.
I'm sure it is. Yeah, I believe that. Like James Christopher. The very type of people.
Hey, what the fuck are you saying? Who's staying my fucking name? Is that pussy with the glasses?
That's me.
Fucking nerd. Anyways, thanks so much for listening, everybody. Fucking... hope you guys are jacking off or whatever.
Okay, James.
Hey, James, can you leave?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? Imagine I try to do the two voices, but I can't do it at all. I'm like, hey, James, why don't you shut up? Hey, what? Anyways, from James, Christopher, and Christopher James, and John Cullen. This has been the Podcast, episode 2.
Episode 2. Follow us on Twitter at PodcapsFC. You can download this on iTunes, soundcloud.com/PodcapsFC.
And also, I'm going to see about maybe putting a slideshow version up on Pornhub, where I'll put the audio behind some slides of, you know, different players from the Whitecaps, and then I'll just upload it to Pornhub.
Sweet. I mean, why not?
Thanks so much.
Might as well expand our reach.
Expand our reach around.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, fucking right I do. All right, see you later, guys.
Bye, guys.